cattle futures softened on Monday. Price patterns in various cattle and beef markets in recent weeks illustrate the distinct dynamics of each, says Daryl Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmore with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 31st of March. Cattle futures showed signs of support early, but ended mostly lower on Monday. After $1.75 lower in spot April, live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed from 52 cents lower to 17 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 74 cents lower across a broad range from 2 cents lower toward the front to $2.27 lower at the back. Wholesale beef values were lower on light demand and heavy offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.87 lower Monday afternoon at $250.97 a hundredweight. Select was $4.24 lower at $238.14. Corn futures closed mostly 3 to 4 cents lower. As for soybean futures, they closed mostly 5 to 8 cents lower, except for fractionally higher to a penny higher in the front three contracts. Keep in mind, the USDA grain stocks and prospective plantings reports are scheduled to be released Tuesday morning. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed but mostly lower at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current, where week-to-week trends were available. Feeder steers and heifers were trading $4 to $10 lower through mid-session at Oklahoma National Stockyards. Grazing cattle and weaned lightweight calves were selling steady to $3 lower. There are an estimated 8,000 head on hand. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer and heifer calves and yearlings sold steady to $7 lower compared to the previous week's light offering. There were 6,918 head. Finally, feeder steers weighing less than 650 pounds sold $3 to $4 higher amid narrow comparisons at Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky, where there were 1,278 head. Feeder heifers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $5 to $8 higher on limited comparisons. Yearling steers sold a dollar lower. The equities whipsaw continued Monday to the upside this time, with major U.S. financial indices gaining back most of what was lost in the previous session. Support included an announcement from Johnson & Johnson that the company selected a lead COVID-19 vaccine candidate from constructs it has been working on since January. Johnson & Johnson expects to initiate human clinical studies of its lead vaccine candidate by September of this year at the latest. Further, according to a statement, the company anticipates the first batches of a COVID-19 vaccine could be available for emergency use authorization in early 2021, a substantially accelerated time frame in comparison to the typical vaccine development process. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 690 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 85 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 271 points. In his weekly market comments, Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, provides some perspective on recent extreme market volatility, as well as underscoring the distinct dynamics of various cattle and beef markets. Peel points out the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped from more than 29,000 points in the third week of February to less than 19,000 a month later. During the same time, he says the June live cattle contract fell from about $112 to $86, reflecting ongoing concern about weakening U.S. and global macroeconomic conditions resulting from COVID-19, as well as the risk of labor disruptions at packing plants. Also from mid-February to mid-March, he explains cash-fed cattle prices declined from nearly $120 a hundredweight to a low around $106 on broader concerns reflected in the live cattle futures, as well as the supply pressure of increased beef production. He adds that year-to-date beef production is up 6.3% through mid-March, but cash-fed cattle prices increased the last couple of weeks due to the sharp demand increase for retail beef. Similarly, macroeconomic uncertainty pressured feeder cattle futures from more than $143 in mid-February to about $109 a month later. Using Oklahoma combined auction prices as a basis, Peel says prices for a 500 to 550 pound number one steer dropped from about $184 a hundredweight in the third week of February to a low near $152 a month later. Prices for a 750 to 800 pound number one steer declined from about $139 a hundredweight to $117 over the same time period. He adds that the squeeze on available feeder supplies pushed feeder prices 10 to 12% higher last week compared to the previous week. At the same time, as of Monday, the choice boxed beef cutout value was 11% higher than the same time a year earlier, and select was about 9% higher. The different patterns of boxed beef, fed cattle, and feeder cattle prices in the past 6 weeks vividly illustrates the fact that these markets operate with very distinct dynamics, Peel says. He explains these dynamics have become very apparent as the distinction between the current market situation and expectations for future supply and demand conditions has widened. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 31st of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.